I found some money.
Ooh, Gatwick.
What?
Two twos. Passport comes out.
Catching flies, no feelings.
Catching flies, no feelings.
Well, that's one thing I can say. I am good at giving gifts.
I couldn't believe it. I was just lost for words. It was just incredible. I had no idea, no inkling, like the best surprise ever. Now I good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another incredible episode of your favorite podcast. I am Standish Child.
I'm Kelechi, and together, we are the Chatfika.
What's going on?
It's cold today.
Oi,
that's what I got to say. That's it. These daffodils have lied to me.
The deception.
I thought, yes, springtime.
Nah, fam. It's lying. Like, I woke up, the car was frozen.
Wow.
You know, it was so cold. You know, heating is on full blast. You know, we might even see our words.
I'm seeing my words. I'm seeing my words. That's how cold. I was like, hold on a minute. I swear, I saw daffodils coming sprouting out from the ground, which means springtime.
Hey.
But it's not springtime because it's winter still.
Deception.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
So today, you're talking about springtime.
Springtime, you know what I mean? So like, I had to go out, I had to take one child to the party, and that one is rugby. You know, the roads were nice though. It was nobody outside, you know? It was just, you know?
Anyway, talking about springtime, as I was trying to say.
Yes, so springtime.
Springtime is the time for cleaning.
Cleaning? What are we cleaning?
Springtime cleaning. You have a little spring clean.
Oh, talk to me.
Spring clean, innit?
Spring. Oh.
So I was going through my old clothes.
Okay.
You know how you do.
Hold on. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Oh.
I'm just curious. You know, before you get into that wonderful story you're about to tell us, people stop me on the street and they tell me they love our podcast.
Okay.
They literally stop me just, I'm about to get cross the road.
Okay.
They tell us they love our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. Have they shared it with their friends? Have they shared it with their family?
That's a good question.
Have they turned on that notification bell? Is it ding, 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 ding?
Beep. Takes 2 seconds.
Just curious. Please, my darling. Spring cleaning.
So spring cleaning.
Talk to us.
Because it's that time to just start looking at old clothes, old things, you know.
It's almost summering.
Getting things out, get rid of the rubbish. So going through the old clothes. And you know, like when you go through your old clothes, you're just checking your pockets, making sure you get all the receipts out because you spent so much money last year. And
baller.
You know, you just be out here. Mm. And I went into one of the pockets and then I found some money.
Ooh, ching, ching, I'm paid up her.
And I love that feeling where you're like, oh, look at that.
Oh, look at this old money.
Got some money in my pocket. That just made me feel so happy. It was such a nice surprise. It was fantastical. So that's my happiness for the weekend. A little extra cash money.
It's amazing. Oh, that's good.
Then talking about surprises.
Oh.
I want to tell you.
That
was my surprise.
That was your surprise.
Okay. It was beautiful because you know I'm all about my money.
Money, Carol.
What is your best surprise that you've had, babes?
My best surprise? Oh, surprise. Let's have a look.
There's been a few.
Been a few because Kel is like out there with gifting. You know what I mean? She literally a planner of everything. So let's have a look. I think the best one that comes to mind was I woke up on my birthday on May the 2nd. And it never rains on my birthday. It might rain the whole entire month of April, May, just getting there. But that it never rains on my birthday. So, and I thought, okay, what's happening today? So Kel was like, yeah, just get dressed. And I thought, okay, maybe we might have just a overnight stay somewhere. So we packed a bag, a few clothes and stuff like that. I was like, oh, we're just staying at a hotel with a little spa today, a little tutu, couple massage, just living in large.
That sounds nice, you know. That's nice.
I was like, okay. This is going to be nice. So we drove to this location where we just parked the car. So it was like a car park, which was outside. And I was like, there isn't much near here. You know, it's looking like we're just, okay, so maybe we have to just park here and walk. And I'm hoping we're not camping because man ain't outside like that. So no. And it wasn't camping.
Jesus.
So we got out and then there was a shuttle bus there. I was like, oh, what's this? Nothing. I had no idea still. I was like, okay, let's see where this is going. Do you know what I mean?
It was a nice shuttle bus, yeah.
So Kel then was like, so we loaded our bags, got in, and I was just like.
So I thought what we'd do, now that we're situated, we're going to do a little game.
The game?
Two-two game, you know.
Okay.
Two-two bands, two-two jokes. The premise of the game is to have a conversation, because that's what we do.
Yes.
But we're not going to be able to hear each other.
Okay.
But we're still going to be having a conversation. So
how does this work? Tell
me. So you're going to put your headphones on. We've got headphones.
Oh.
Ready? Matching.
This is my magic. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to have your music on really loud so you can't hear what I'm saying. But when we're going to talk, and we're just going to have a 5-minute conversation, but we don't know what we're saying.
Okay.
And we'll figure out what we said afterwards.
You wash yourself and then you go gym. That's what you do. Then you come home, you have some breakfast, or you do what you gotta do.
Dancing. Is that a new move?
No, you don't. You don't dance in it. I don't do aerobics, but in the gym, but it's like this, lifting, it's, you know, pushing to get the guns.
Oh, well, the muscles.
Yes. No. What did you?
Is that on the Terry Crews?
You.
Okay, I think you need to go to the gym though. Back to the gym.
15 times.
Oh yeah, huh. What is this?
Are you
doing
picking up what I'm
charades
dropping?
Now? Charades.
You're not picking up what I'm dropping because.
Okay, doing charades. Oh, chinich.
Welcome back. Let's get back to it. We got in our shuttle bus. And I was like, okay, where are we going, fam? We're going through Hawley. This is going through Crawley. This is going towards Gatwick. What? Okay. What's near Gatwick? There's a few hotels and restaurants near Gatwick. I said, okay. Come. And then we rocked up at Gatwick. I was like, well, what's going on? What's happening here? Man ain't ready for this. What do you mean? She's like, no, we're just going to go in. I said, okay. And then two twos. Passport comes out. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, fam. We're going to Paris. I was like,
Catching flights, not feelings.
Even though, pack your bags, we're going straight to the airport.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, we're sponsored by Shafika Travel. But what you didn't know
is that you can book with Shafika Travel, save yourself money, actually save yourself some time, and create amazing memories with your family, knowing that everything has been organized just for you, tailored just for you. Now, the best thing that you can do for yourself and your family this year is to click on the link below and get yourself booked in with Chatfika Travel.
So, I was like, okay, man's catching a flight, fam. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay.
Paris.
Je ne sais quoi.
Je m'appelle Kalechi.
Get on the other plane and look at the Louvre.
The Louvre.
And it was just amazing. And then we literally got on the plane and I was just, I couldn't believe it. I was just lost for words. It was just incredible. I had no idea, no inkling, like zilch. And we went there, got on the plane. It was amazing. Got there, Paris, and we had such an amazing time. We got picked up, I think, from the hotel, from the airport and into the hotel. And then we went for
it. It was a nice hotel.
It was an amazing hotel. And this was way before filming everything. Yeah. So I'm always would have like documented like, oh, journey, watching my face go, ah! And then we went, we had some dinner. Then we went and ate on the river. We had one of those experiences, river cruises. And then you have dinner. No, it was just incredible. We went up the Eiffel Tower.
We
went to that bridge where they put all the padlocks. Yeah. Where that thing was busy. We were like, okay, oh, we don't need to do this. It's fine.
We love each other.
It's fine. Yes. And
We went to the Louvre. We spent three hours
in the Louvre. Hey. You know what I mean? Cultured out here, fam. You know?
We had Pizza Hut in Paris.
We had Pizza Hut in Paris. Look at that flex, bro. Hey, you know.
It's that outside on the, at the bottom of the Eiffel Tower eating pizza.
Eating pizza. Come on. And then we took a stroll on the, is it Chandeliers?
What's it called?
Chandeliers. Yes, you know, just in the Paris and just walking around, went and exchanged some money and then just walked around, got some food. And the weather was incredible.
Yeah, we were lucky with them. I think it only rained one day.
We were, yeah.
The first day, that was it. The sun was out after that.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that was my incredible surprise. I think I thought Kel just went in on this. You know, I had no idea. It was just the best.
Paris was amazing.
Do you know what I mean?
I think the last day was like proper hot. Like
we were proper, scorching. Yeah, we were literally T-shirts.
Yeah, T-shirt, shorts and everything.
So, yeah, so I thought that was our greatest surprise ever. The best surprise ever. It was literally the Paris trip, you know.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, babes. Good birthday.
You done good, mate. You done good.
I do good every time,
you know, babes. You know, I do good every time, mate.
Every time.
Yeah.
I am the... Well, that's one thing I can say. I am good at giving gifts, bro.
Yeah, no, you're good. Okay. You map it out. You literally plan it. You literally get everything.
We had a tour. Everything was done. Everything.
Oh,
meals,
man.
Everything. Like that's. I think that's why I enjoy planning, and that's why I enjoy holidays.
Because you plan everything, and then you don't leave anything to chance. Yeah. Yes, and then it's just.
And then it's just a good experience, and yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that's good that you had a great birthday, babes. We got to think about what we're going to do this year then.
We? You mean? I never help you. That's why it's the best surprise ever. Kel made the best surprise ever happen.
It's not a birthday surprise every year though, babes. No,
so you're going to have to step it up. Because if they can go back and rewind what she was saying, me, like, I'm the best at this. I do what I do.
I said it's not going to be a surprise every year. Eh? Last year you had surprise. The year before you had surprise. Are we going to be doing surprise every year?
Well, when you set the standards, you know what I mean? You can't just let them standards slip. You know, what do you say to me? When I said I cook, when I clean, when I do all these things, I've set these expectations. The advertising has been advertised, and now you have bought the package. Now the package says sometimes we go Paris, sometimes we go. Now you're going to say
Barcelona,
Barcelona, Catalonia. You know what I mean? So you gotta be consistent.
Oh,
So,
okay,
guys, let us know some of your incredible surprises that you've had, and when you were just like, wow, this was incredible, or wow, this was rubbish, because those happen too. He was just like, what?
What is this?
What is this?
Or maybe you're somebody who doesn't like surprises. Oh, you hate them with
you
a passion.
You hate them. You want to control everything, you know? We have one someone over here, you know? So
you can never throw me a surprise party. I'd be like, hell
no.
No. Thank That's you it. So much. Other things, yes, but not a surprise party.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Comment, like, subscribe, turn on that notification bell, and we'll see you again next week. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.